Hello, this is Nancy Chernin with the Dallas Morning
News. Hi, Nancy. Wait 1 second. It's Allie, and we're both in different rooms.
Oh, okay.
So give me one split second, okay?
Oh, no problem.
How are you today?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Good, but it's funny here. You know, we're in South Florida, and some sort of storm came through last night, and it's so cold.
Oh, dear.
We were in Hartford last week, and it was 20 below zero. So we were sort of thinking, balmy Caribbean weather. Wrong.
Wow.
So anyway, Ryan's going to grab his phone that we can answer your questions.
Well, it sort of fits with all those snowy scenes we associate you with.
Hey, all but the clothing, I can tell you, it's quite different.
Yes.
This is Ryan O'Neill, love story.
Yes. Thank you. So.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
Hello. Hello, Ryan. Hello, Allie. Thank you so much for your time.
Are you in Texas?
I sure am. I am in Texas.
Good. Well, we will be too.
That's why I'm talking to you. And everybody wants to.
Oh, I'm excited.
Everyone wants to hear from you, and they want to see you. So I'm wondering, if we can start a little back in time. Can you tell me about what your first impressions of each other were way back when you did Love Story? What did you
think? Love at first sight.
Oh, okay. Well, that's romantic. But really, you were not prepared for what this movie became, were you? I mean,
heavens was.
No. What?
Heavens no. Who is ever aware of that, you know? And when, you know, a lot of different men were tested for Love Story, and the second, Ryan, who is already a really established, famous actor, mm-hmm. stepped in. It was like everybody, starting with me, said, that's the guy, mm-hmm. you know? Electrifying.
Mm-hmm. What was it? What was it about it that you think?
For me, what was it about? I mean, well, you'll see.
Okay.
Come to the theater, you'll see.
All right. So your impressions of each other at first. I mean, so Ryan was more established. You were still new. You had that kind of shy.
Had never seen her before in my life.
You'd never seen her before.
No.
And
but she left quite an impression.
Mm-hmm. Now, how did those impressions change over the course of the movie? Because you really got to know each other.
Well, in my case, they just kept getting stronger and stronger.
Mm-hmm. Of course, they did for both of us. And you know, we have maintained all these 45 incredible years. I mean, it sounds so pretentious to say this, but there's chemistry. It helps this play, too, because I think audiences that saw Love Story, which was a huge audience, mm-hmm. have some faint idea that they know us and that they remember enjoying us X years ago. And that sort of layers under this beautifully written play about a lifelong relationship that should have been a consummated love affair and never quite was.
Wow. So how did your impressions of each other change over all these years? So you kept in touch, you stayed friendly, you...
They keep asking for us to give Academy Awards to people and to...
Christen a ship.
And, you know, whenever Valentine's Day comes around, mm-hmm. they look... Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, it's just I think there's a wonderful advantage in all of this time, and even that dreaded expression, getting older. But the healthy mind appreciates even more, and that's my feeling. I'm crazy about this experience in every way, and I love working with Ryan, and he's brilliant in the play, mm-hmm. and it's a wonderfully written play. Directed by a heavyweight, mm-hmm. and so it's all positive for me. There's not anything about it that isn't just a joy.
Mm-hmm. We've had such fun so far.
Oh, that's
been, you'll be our fifth city.
Wow.
And we've got it just right. It's a perfect timing for you.
So what was it like working, you know, getting together again? You stayed friends, but did you pick up where you left off? Had you kind of had to rediscover each other?
And No. It's just more. It feels like all of a piece to me. Do you think, Ryan?
Absolutely. It was like time stood still. and we're back.
Mm-hmm. And does it make you think about the whole nature of love, or why people would have chemistry together? Or is it the kind of thing you don't question, you just accept that some people just seem to have a spark with each other?
I think that you have to be, I don't think you should put too much emphasis on it. You don't want it to disappear. Mm-hmm. It's magical. Let's keep it as it is.
Mm-hmm. I don't think about any of that stuff. It sounds kind of too intellectual to me. It's not, for me, it hasn't been any preparation or whatever. I'm not a studied actress anyway, but quite honestly, when Ryan and I sit next to each other, not looking at each other, reading these wonderful letters back and forth for an hour and a half, it is instantly just about us, for us. I don't think about it. I don't think about the audience. I'm very grateful when they participate, but it just feels like an effortless connection to me.
Wow. Since these are two love stories, bookended, love story and love letters, in these intervening years, have either the plays or just live experience changed how you feel about love over the years?
Is it, or a little more bent?
That's a good way to put it.
Leave it at that.
Okay.
I'm eternally interested in it, I can tell you that.
Mm-hmm. And people are eternally interested in love. And it's so interesting to me when you think about it. Love Story was about two opposites coming together, whereas Love Letters, they're really from the same class, and yet they're opposite in personalities.
Totally.
Indeed, yeah.
It's somehow, totally opposite.
But sometimes that's what it takes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Opposites attract.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's also true that we're all kind of a little unknowable to each other, too.
I think that's true. Especially if we don't say what we feel.
Mm-hmm.
And we do in this.
Uh-huh. Right. So that's, what is there, do you feel different as people and as artists over the years? And do you feel this play has a different thing, has something different to say than Love Story
what?
Did? Than Love Story did? I mean, do you feel there are different messages in the two?
Oh, gosh, I do. First of all, we're talking about a whole life of two people kind of making choices that brought them closer and then brought them further apart. Love Story was a matter of a few years, and so the sweep of this is so much bigger, and I find it even more interesting, frankly.
But I always lose them in the end.
There you go. That's tough. So
I'm not dying ever again in any of my work, I'll tell you that right now.
Okay, that will hold you to that one. So what is the toughest part of this show for you? Is there an especially painful part to go the most joyful part for you to go to in this show?
We're joyful until we're not anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very, very detailed, thorough exploration of every possible human emotion you could have over a period of 50-some-odd years if you really feel with all your heart. So obviously some of it's very painful. That's reality.
Mm-hmm. I mean, do you feel that when you do this, I mean, this will be your fourth city, you said. Are you still finding things in the script? Are you
Hopefully.
Surprised? Are there moments that are... Sometimes I mean.
Well, we're a little looser, which is always affecting. There's you feel a bond between us, even though we're in two separate places. Mm-hmm. There's a very strong bond.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I'd love to look at her. She's so good at this, but that's against the rules.
And that's the fun of it, really, because the whole the director is a man named Gregory Mosher, who's a very important, wonderful. Mm-hmm. Director, only counsel was be there and listen to each other,
right.
And really nothing else exists for us, at least for me. And so if you're really there and you're really listening, there's tiny little things that change every day, and it's exciting because you notice them.
Mm-hmm.
Like last night, we felt both of us, without talking about it till it was over, that we were, looser. It was true.
Mm-hmm.
Could maybe doesn't happen again. Who cares? I mean, it's alive. That's what I like about it. It's really alive.
It's always fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And you hadn't actually, though, been theater. I mean, you're known for being film actors. Is doing the theater after all this time? Is it? Is it exciting or is it a little scary? Or
It's amazing.
I am so thrilled with two pieces of this. One is that there's no movie camera, which scares me out of my mind. And the other is that it's not memorized, because these letters are being read as best we can, completely fresh every day. And so there's no, like, subliminal horror called, oh my God, I forgot my next line, you know, which I'm guilty of, because I'm, you know, not the most brilliant memorizer you've ever talked to. So there's,
now you tell me.
Too late. And it's freedom. It's incredible freedom. And then, of course, the other component is the audience feeds on the energy. They inspire our energy, and when they're flat,
true.
I get scared. I have to say, we have certain lines that I think are incredibly funny, and if they don't find them funny, I start going down the rabbit hole called, oh God, did I do that wrong? Which is a waste of energy, because you just got to do it the best you can.
Because audiences are different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They laugh at different places. It's very curious.
But they're part of the show. I guess you know that from talking to other actors.
Absolutely. So when is the last...
Have you ever seen it, the love letters done?
I have. And it's a wonder... And I've interviewed A.R.
Did she say yes?
Yes,
she did. Who did she say?
Oh, my gosh. And I'm not...
Well, you will remember us.
I will remember you.
I promise.
I remember you. I think I saw two very fine actors in the role, but they were not celebrities, and it was many years ago, and I just...
Well, everybody's done it, because it's, you know, the author has made this available, you know, for 20, you know, 30 some odd years, and everybody you've ever heard of, brilliant actors have done it, and I bet you they all find different stuff in it. But we have this really unique thing, which is that as we all know, we've been around for a long time, and people, I think, sort of subconsciously connect seeing us again to those, you know, Oliver and Jenny. I just do think that.
And do you welcome that? I mean, do you...
Oh, yes.
Do you...
Well, it's the goodwill is enormous, and that's terrific.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's such a different story. Really, it is a different story that it exists on its own, but the familiarity, I think, is a plus for us.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't hurt.
Did you find that you appreciated Love Story more over the years? I mean, because you went on to do very different things. Does it take you back into time a little bit? I mean, do you look at each other and sometimes see the person?
I wouldn't know how to answer that.
I can only say that Love Story, being the miraculous, shocking surprise that it was in terms of popularity, gave me my short life in the film business and also access to experiences that I would never, ever have had. So I appreciate it enormously.
Do I like people coming up and saying, what does love mean, never having to say you're sorry?
No, not that.
You don't want them to say
luckily
that.
Luckily, most of my experience is that they don't ask why, but they say it with that enthusiastic glimmer in their eyes, and I'm thinking, what do they get that I never got?
It's an odd connection.
No kidding.
Right. But there's something about the one thing that holds firm. The love story may change, but people have a hunger for love stories. Is there just that hunger?
You mean a hunger for a love story?
A love story. Yes,
yeah.
Not that, but because this one too, love letters.
Easy to write.
Right.
And it more and more and more flies in the face of reading the daily newspaper.
Yeah.
They're not that easy to have.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I mean, especially we're in a very polarized world, and you just...
Exactly.
So is there something that you feel you're also giving the audience that they are hungry for?
Well, you know
for?
What? That would be wonderful.
You'll have to
sprinkle
decide
a little
some
love
of these.
Dust out there. That would be wonderful. That would be a real accomplishment for us.
Well, and one thing that does seem, I mean, the history of love story, I mean, love letters, the A.R. Gurney play is, of course, people will come together to do it who may have never worked before. But as you have said, you're bringing together decades of affection, and you're feeling that that is part
it's
of what makes
age.
Your love. That's your and but it seems very real, because just talking with you and even the other interviews I've read about that you, I mean, it sounds like that's just a very genuine feeling when you're
it
there.
It is, and I think we're just incredibly lucky to have had this complete surprise kind of gift from the universe, because neither of us was looking for it or manipulating for
so
it.
So many years later.
Yeah. And the answer was yes, we'd love to do it. And they have assembled an incredible, very small crew that goes on every city assignment, and it's just plain fun. I'm loving it.
Is anybody coming up to you saying anything that really kind of struck you or moved you afterwards? Is there anything in the way that the audience has reacted or said or sighed?
Yeah.
Or
I was a waiter when you put yourself through school in high school 640 years ago. That's very moving. You know, so the people that are coming out for it from one's own life are just blowing my mind.
There are details that they can respond to. Mm-hmm. That they recognize from their own existence.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And have you picked up any bits of wisdom from this one, from this show? I mean, do you, as artists, you know, one is changed usually by each show, movie, project one does. Has this one changed you a little bit in any way? Are there any lines that come back?
She still keeps her door locked. If that's what you mean.
Oh, in real life?
Right.
Well, how about you, Allie? Anything that you...
Here's the thing. I'm a hopeless romantic, so this isn't... I just think this is a particularly well-written examination of a long and complicated love affair, which is very meaningful to me.
Mm-hmm. And very rare.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. Well, I want to thank you. And just to repeat one thing you said earlier, Ryan, the hardest thing is that you're not allowed to look at each other. That's been
right,
actually...
but I hear Jenny. She, her voice has not changed at all over time. Oh. It's that young college girl. I think, oh, my God, she's alive.
Wow. And that's something really... That's really actually really profound, because even when older couples... they talk about their relationship, very often they'll say they see each other as they saw each other when they met.
Oh, that's, well, you know what? That's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
God bless them.
Mm-hmm. And so, because you knew each other then, I mean, that must be part of the layer that you bring to that. That you
I would think.
You see each
other. I would think so.
We're not faking.
That's wonderful. Well, I want to thank you. You've been so generous with your time. Is there anything that I didn't ask you about that you wanted to add, that you want Dallas audiences?
You want us to write the article?
Feel free. I'm sure they'd rather hear yours.
Here's what we'd like, is for you to see it. You seem to be just the type of person that would appreciate the show. Mm-hmm. Come and see it whenever you like, and come backstage afterwards, and let's recap.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds very nice. Well, how about you, Allie? Is there anything special you want to say to the Dallas readers? Anything I didn't ask you about?
Unlock your door.
Oh.
I have huge, huge respect for what this Mr. Gurney has written. It's a wonderful piece of theater, and I just hope we do it justice, because we're giving it everything we've got, and I think that it feels wonderful.
Mm-hmm. We got these parts because someone saw a photograph of us together, all right?
Wow.
That's how life is. They saw a photograph and say, I wonder if they'd want to do it. And within 48 hours, we were on board.
So
there was no question.
They saw a photograph of you. Were you doing a
in a magazine, in the Reporter? Of they were doing a series of doing an article about old love stories.
Mm-hmm.
And all their ours was among them, and they had pictures. pictures of the different people, and there we were. It was taken, 6 months ago, up in the hills of Malibu, and I'm holding her hand, and the sun is behind Ali. She looks beautiful.
Thank you.
And we got a job from it.
And it was a shock. You know, it was not calculated or agented or any of that stuff. They just, Nell Nugent, who's producing this in New York, said, how about those two for the country, you know, the tour? Because it had been playing on Broadway very successfully and ended its engagement, and they decided to take it to, well, so far about 10 cities. So we said, yes, please, when do we start?
Right. It was a blessing.
So you, no hesitation. You got that call.
No,
and it was just...
No, we asked them, how much do we have to pay you?
No, I didn't ask that. I did not ask that.
So where are you doing?
Anyway, we thank you for taking the time to talk to us, and we hope you will come and see us.
I will definitely come and see you.
We will meet.
Yeah, okay. So where do you two live now? Do you both live in Malibu or Los Angeles?
No, unfortunately, my house burned down in Malibu.
I didn't do it.
Oh. Yeah, and you could have, because it's right up the street.
Getting really desperate to get her to open that door. That's really going
yeah,
to
yeah, everything burned but the door.
I live in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Okay. And Ryan, are you still in...
I'm in Malibu, yeah, me and the dogs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you both have dogs, right? Rescue dogs?
Of course.
How many for
each of you? We're thinking of bringing them to Dallas with us, so...
Oh, cool.
They want to come. They're tired.
Yeah,
they're
already packed.
Oh, if you do, I could definitely get an extra story about the dogs. No question.
Yes.
That would be
oh,
awesome.
Oh, definitely. But
mine will be wearing the Stetson. The Stetson.
Mine will be wearing the diamond collar.
Oh, I love that. So how many do each of you have, or is it one apiece?
I have two.
I've only got one at the moment, but I have a cat as well, which I don't think I can bring.
Cats are very particular.
They're very scary. They bolt and then...
Yes.
Mine only just bolt towards the food.
Okay, that's great. Yeah, and of course, you know, diamond collars are expensive, so probably one dog at a time is enough, right? So
yeah.
you don't live near, but you're traveling together. And what magazine were these pictures in? Was this...
Hollywood Reporter for their big issue on various lists of movies that had placed... ours was on the tearjerker list. But, for example, Susan Sarandon... You know, her wonderful Thelma and Louise was on another list, and they got as many people as they could for people in sort of top 10, whatever that means.
Never for a moment did we think that this was going to lead anywhere.
Right.
We just did them a favor.
Exactly.
Did you think of yourself as retired at that point, or were you just between...
Just bent.
Just what?
Bent.
Just bent, okay.
In places.
But bent
I actually hadn't thought that I would ever have another job. And that sort of was quite a shock for me.
And so
I mean, I'd created a whole different life, and it works. And so this is really a wonderful surprise.
What was your other life that you created?
It's really full. It's not glamorous and blah, blah, blah. I do a lot of stuff.
Someone told me that she is the Mother Teresa of Santa Fe.
No,
this is true.
It's so embarrassing.
One of her... friends came backstage, you know, and before she got there, I said, what does Ali do with herself in Santa Fe? He said, oh, she's our Mother Teresa.
No.
She is everywhere helping everyone and every animal.
That touched me
because I assumed that that's how she lived, and it was true.
Well, you know, it's how most of the people I know in that small community live, which is to try to do a lot of service, you know?
It's
a community that seems to operate that way, and it feels good. But the last thing I'd ever thought would ever happen would be that Ryan and I would be offered something we could do together.
And
oh gosh,
so
we've only got two more minutes, I think.
Okay, and my last question is: so was the appeal of it the show, or the fact that you would be working together, or just
both.
This combination
yeah.
of both? That
was
the magic.
It was a perfect combination.
Frankly, I don't know that I would have jumped at it if it had been anybody other than Ryan. And the second that I realized that they were talking about us together, it was just a no-brainer.
Mm.
And it's a wonderful show. I mean, I can't maximize that enough because it, for me, there's not one fake word in this whole 90 minutes. And I've lived through a stretch of time similar to the one described by this author, and it all feels
true.
Wow.
Well, you'll be the judge.
Yes, exactly.
I am really looking forward to it. Thank you for being so generous with your time. I really do appreciate it. And we'll
You're very welcome, and thank you for taking your time.
We'll get this out there in
advance. We're excited. We're very excited. This is a big challenge for us.
And I hear we're going to a fabulous theater. That's the other thing.
Oh, the Windspear is beautiful. It's a new, beautiful, glamorous house, and it has a chandelier that has its own personal composition. It goes down and it goes up to its own composition before the show.
I mean, it'll be a challenge for us.
Well, that's
now we got to go because the
You got another one.
Fortunately, I don't mean to be rude.
No, thank you very much.
Piggyback this stuff. Please excuse my rudeness.
See you soon.
See you in a couple of weeks.
See you in a couple of weeks. Take care. Bye bye.
Thanks, Nancy.
Thank you, Ellie. Thank you, Ryan. Bye.
Bye.
Did it tape? Please tell me it taped, because it's really good.